You're listening to the audio production of The Assurance of Salvation, Biblical Hope for Our Struggles by Robert A. Peterson, published by Zondervan and read by Tom Parks. Introduction. The true stories that follow may differ in their details, but they share one thing in common. A godly Christian woman who lacked assurance sought help at the lecture of a famous evangelical writer. He told her that he didn't talk to people at his lectures. When she explained how far she had traveled to see him, he conceded, "Okay, you have 5 minutes." Needless to say, she received little help from him and was disillusioned by the experience. Jim could not defeat his persistent jealousy of his neighbors, and his confidence in salvation was tied to his success in dealing with his covetous thoughts. As a result, his assurance went up and down like a yo-yo in sync with his successes and failures. Sally and her husband Mark, both young college students, came to see me in my office. She described her struggles with assurance. After listening to her story and her clear explanation of the gospel, I asked Mark what he thought. He confessed, "I'm more confident about Sally's Christian faith than my own." A pastor built his Christian life on perfectly keeping the law. As a result, he lacked the confidence of salvation. A 10-year-old girl in his Sunday school class knew the Lord with a joyful simplicity. Without realizing it, she was a constant rebuke to the pastor, for he saw in her the assurance he desired. What is the one thing these stories have in common? Each story shows believers wrestling with assurance. Assurance is confidence in one's final salvation. Almost every believer struggles with the assurance of salvation at some point in his or her Christian experience. You may be struggling with it now, or perhaps you know a loved one or friend who is plagued by doubt. If so, then this book is written for you. Different conclusions concerning assurance. One reason people struggle is that well-meaning Christians reach very different conclusions about assurance. John Tal Murphy, a conservative Methodist professor and author, teaches, "Calvinism holds once in grace, always in grace, while Arminianism subscribes to forfeitable grace, which means the possibility of eventual lostness after having been in a saved condition at an earlier time in life. Arminianism does not hold that people lose salvation by single acts of sin in moments of weakness, but that they can lose salvation by persisting in an unrepentant lifestyle of sin and rebellion against God. Almost every page of the Bible stands on the underlying assumption that God has placed in human hands an awesome obligation to cooperate with God in defining one's own destiny. Failure to do so, even for the Christian believer, can be disastrous." Murphy is an evangelical Christian who loves and serves the Lord. I regard him as a brother in Christ and worthy of respect. Murphy holds to present assurance of final salvation as long as one continues in faith. But for Murphy, assurance and even salvation itself can be lost. People who were saved by grace may forfeit grace if they persist in a rebellious lifestyle without repentance. Murphy holds that if believers fail to cooperate with God in defining their destiny, they are heading for spiritual disaster. The well-known Catechism of the Catholic Church contains many truths with which all believers can agree. God is the Holy Trinity. The Holy Scriptures are the Word of God. The death and resurrection of Christ are the basis of salvation, and God expects His people to live grateful and holy lives. I am grateful for Roman Catholicism's affirmation of these truths. Yet I could find no section treating assurance in the 800-plus pages of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I did find some related themes from which readers may draw conclusions concerning assurance.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?